Come to church, you know, sing and paper. But we have this assurance that Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Well, let everybody say, Jesus
is mine.
If Jesus is yours, you should really say it, and probably you should shout it. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the Lord.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glorious and glory divine. Watching and waiting, looking around, there with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior.
I feel like saying, this has been my story, this has been my song, this has been my story for almost 60 years now. How many of you are 60 years old now? You have many years yet to sing it. If you have this assurance in your soul that Christ is mine, claim it, believe it, and take it, and appropriate it every day, wherever you go. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Jesus is everything to me.
Hallelujah.
All time. Let's sing it one more time, and then we'll all praise the Lord together.
Amen.
Let's just sing one more time.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fountain of glory divine. Virgins of God, born of His Spirit, watching His love. This is my story, this is my song, raising my Savior, Lord of it all. This is my story. My song, my Savior, my God and my love.
So much for me. Okay?
I never will cease to praise Him, my Savior, my Savior. I never will cease to praise Him. He's done so much for me. I never will cease to praise Him, my Savior. My Savior, I never will cease to praise Him. He has done so much for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we were singing the last verse, the last time, I just enjoyed it so much. The last verse, it says, perfect submission. All is at rest. I have learned to leave everything to God. I have learned not to worry again. So the word worry is not in my dictionary anymore. It's been long removed. Tell me to Jesus. I am my Savior and happy and blessed. And then, yes,
amen.
Watching and waiting, looking above. This is what we're doing now. Watching and waiting and looking above. Someday he's going to take us home into glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You know, it's very interesting. It's amazing that at our age, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I never think of dying. It almost never comes to our mind. But all we think about is going to home in heaven in glory. Hallelujah. Well, someday, okay, someday, we all will be there. Amen.
Amen.
But as you grow older, you begin to look for it, you know, with more expectation. And then the last verse, the last sentence, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. God has been just so good to us, so good. We're just filled with his goodness and his faithfulness, and we're just lost in his love. Every one of us, you know, can be filled with his goodness and lost in his
love.
It's just so wonderful. So wonderful. Yes. I'm talking about actually living in it, not just knowing about it, but living in its truth. Hallelujah. We have every reason, you know, to praise him, to thank him. It seems like every day we just thank him, because we can never thank him enough for his goodness, for his love, for he has done so much for us. It is countless things he has done for us. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to just want to praise him and thank him. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing one more song. Let's sing the new song. It's in Soshaleha. Set down number 3. Come on, hold on. Show me the new song.
Thank you.
你还没有进到那个敬拜的灵里面，进到那个灵里面了。Once you're in the spirit of worship, you have to you have to stand up.
好，最后一句。今天在地上的时候就是要操练，假如我们在地上说不会赞美感谢他，我们到了天上那么多千万的人都在感谢赞美，我们在那里不会，我们在那里别人都在那里唱哈利路亚，我们在那里低着头，你说怪不怪？可能你不会在那里。Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹, now is the time to practice, worshiping the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Of course, we can, you know, use the instruments if we have them, but we can worship the Lord without the instrument even better, because you have to really worship God from deep within your heart. That's the real worship. It's not the outward worship, you know, that is pleasing to God. It's the inner worship. It has to come from inside out. And now is the time for us to practice it, to practice. I believe that when we get to heaven, we won't need those instruments, this drums or guitars, because over there, I tell you, it just feels full of praise, full of glory, full of joy, amen, as we sing it. Full of joy, full of praise, full of glory. Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，要操练。 要操练要敬拜神，一般的这个教会，哦，你来了，或者师班，好像呢，那个敬拜就是师班的事，会众没有关系。还有呢，就是一个牧师站在那里讲道，好像弟兄姐妹，有时候你的感动都不能够讲话，哦。 这个是一种传统的敬拜，传统的教会，哦，圣灵啊，大大的受了限制，大大的受了限制。这个新约的这个是敬拜，是那个，是圣灵可以自由运行，它可以做主，主就是那个，主就是那个灵，圣灵就是那个主，这样说。我们说主在我们中间。 就是因为主在我们，就是圣灵在我们的中间。假如我们一个聚会啊，没有来跟随圣灵的话，我们就没有跟随主啊，也没有让主来在聚会中做主掌权呢。主耶稣说：“哈，你们无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。他在我们中间，他就是要来带领我们。” 像我们说话，叫我们听他的，不是照着一般传统的，把那个节目啊排好了就照着那个节目来进行啊，那个不是主要的那个聚会哦，所以就说你先从两三个人开始。 两三个人你就不可能有那种传统式的，就是非常自由的在圣灵的里面。So Jesus said, you know, where two or three are gathered together in my name, and there am I in the midst of. So when the Lord is in the midst of a meeting, what do we expect? We are to worship Him, we are to honor Him, and we are to lift Him up through our testimonies, and we are to open our ears and to hear His voice. Sometimes His voice comes through human voice, but we can always recognize if we are His sheep. Jesus says, my sheep recognize my voice through human, you know, voices. Or so this is what we have come to do, and this is why Jesus said, wherever you have a meeting with the two or three, where I am in the midst, because I love you. I want to be with you. I want to teach you. I want to speak with you. And He wants to do, you know, all the things that we need. And sometimes we don't know what we need. So Oh, we shall thank God for His presence, the moving of His wonderful Spirit, you know. And He leads. The Holy Spirit has come to guide us into all the truth. He has come to guide us, to lead us. But we have yet to learn to follow, to obey, and to not to do things in our own way. not to do things, you know, as we think in respect, but just follow the flow of the Holy Spirit. Just follow the flow of the Holy Spirit. And in the world, you know, they say you follow the flow. That's the flow of the world, the spirits, the spirit of the world. But in the church, in a meeting, when we say we'll follow the flow, we'll follow the flow of the Holy Spirit. And only God knows where He's leading us to. Always to the best place. Always He gives us the best. He has our best interest at heart all the time. Whatever He does, it's always in our best interest. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. Can see it too. When Tinker and Jacob were being
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Talking about the communion and the Lord seemed to have laid a special emphasis, you know, on our heart this morning. It seems that every time we have a communion and He gives me a new thought, a new message. 哥林多前书第十章, First Corinthians chapter 10, again, 第十六节, verse 16, chapter 10. You can just follow in the English Bible, we'll do. I'll read the Chinese. 我们所祝福的杯，岂不是 同领基督的血吗? 我们所擘开的饼, 岂不是同领基督的身体吗? 我们虽多, 人是一个饼, 一个身体, 因为我们都是分受这一个饼。 保罗在这里告诉我们, 那个薄饼啊, 这个
我饼还有喝杯的那个意义啊，我们所祝福的杯，这个英文的翻译比中文比较好。哦，英文的就是说这个我们所祝福的杯呢，它是说到这个祝福的杯啊 ，the cup of blessing， 意思说我们喝的这个杯啊，那是一个祝福的杯。 是一个福分，是主耶稣以他的生命、以他的血所换回来的。这个杯，哈，主耶稣讲到那个时候，他要上十字架的时候，他在哥西马里面里头啊三次的祷告，他求父神，他说，如果这个杯可以 离开他，可以挪去的话，若是可能，就求你挪去。耶稣只有三次的祷告呢，他最后啊，总是把那个主权、决定的权呢，就是交给父神。每一次祷告，他都说：“然而父神，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。”
所以他说，如果这个杯一定要我喝的话，愿你的旨意成就。这是他最后一次的祷告。这个杯就是上十字架，所以耶稣所喝的那个杯是苦杯。那今天我们来喝这个杯，那是他所成就的救恩，这个全备的救恩让我们来思想。这个杯里面当然就是代表的是血，这个血最主要的就是说到他的救赎，他这个完备的救赎，也就是我们所需要的一切呢，都在呀、他这个宝血里头为我们成就了。所以今天我们来喝这个杯，要记得我们是有福的人，这是一个福气。当我们喝的时候，你要想到这个宝血，这个宝血的功效。宝血不但是赦免了我们的罪，宝血呢是叫我们成圣的，宝血呢也是让我们能够胜过那个魔鬼的。这个在圣经里面呢都有这样很清楚的这样说明，所以这是一个福杯。所以当我们一起来喝的时候，我们都有份于这个福杯。Let me just give you a little bit in English. I like the English translation is that, you know, she says, the cup of blessing that we bless. The cup of blessing. This is a blessed cup. It's not just a cup, you know, with grape juice in it, which represents the blood of Jesus, but it's a cup of blessing we are drinking today. And in this cup is the precious blood of the Lamb, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood at least tells us, you know, three things that are good for us, that's a blessing to us. Number one, it cleanses us from all our sins whenever we confess our sins to the Lord. Secondly, this blood is the blood that sanctifies us. We are sanctified by this blood. And this is in Hebrew chapter 10, what it says. And then the third thing is that this blood, by the blood of the Lamb, that we have overcome the devil. Now, this is in Revelation chapter 12:11. So the blood speaks so much. And this cup, therefore, is called the cup of blessing. The cup of blessing. And then the English word is very interesting. 这个中文的这个翻译啊，没有办法能够表达出来。The English word is that we all have this communion. This is a communion, you know, with the bread and with the blood. And the word communion, if you divide it, the first part, com, which comes from the old Latin word, means together. We all come together. And then the second part of the word, union, which is more wonderful, that we are in union with Christ. We are in union with his death, and we are also in union with his resurrection. It's a wonder. All these speaks, these are the blessings. I see the blessings in this cup. And then, of course, this bread, and this is, says there's only one bread, although we are many, you know, it says, but one bread. We all are communion with this bread. And the NIV in the translation says, we all participate other Bible says we partake. Okay, we are part of this. We are part of this one bread, which represents the body of Christ. And in other words, in Him we are all one.
Amen.
This communion is wonderful. Together we come together. We're all united to Him, and this is what the cup and the bread, you know, speaks to us. And then Jesus has said Himself that I am the bread of life. I am the one who gives you the life. I am the one who gives a meaning to your life, your earthly life. I am the one who gives life to you and gives strength to you, gives meaning, purpose to your life. And that's why He says, I am the bread of life who has come from heaven. So this communion is so precious and so significant. It speaks so much to us. We should never take it just lightly, for granted, like something, you know, we do regularly on a regular basis, once a month in some churches, and once a week. And but oh, this is such a wonderful, wonderful service that our Lord has personally has established this meeting. This is the only service that the Lord has ordained and established. And on the night before He was betrayed, He knew He was leaving. That's why He gave His command that we do this in remembrance of Him until He returns. Isn't it wonderful? So every time I come to a communion service, when I prepare a communion service, God always brings something new to me, because this is such a profound symbol, this emblem, you know, that God, the Lord Himself, has established. It's just so profoundly meaningful. So let's take this this morning, and I am especially, you know, thankful that we are all in Him. We are all part of it. And in Christ, we are one. We never separate, even though this is our last communion service that we have here with you in Dallas. But I know physically we will be apart, but spiritually we're always one. We're always in Christ. You know, we are, because we are baptized into one spirit, into one body, you know, by the same spirit. Okay, then in chapter, if we go on, chapter 11 tells us very interestingly about the position of a woman in church or in a meeting, how a woman should take her place, should behave herself in a meeting. Okay, I'm not going into that here. But we move on to chapter 12. 第四章是讲到一个姐妹在一个聚会中应该有的地位，应该是占什么样一个地位。然后十二章呢就讲到那个身体的那个配搭。beginning with the 12th verse in the 12th chapter, if you follow with the English, 他说就如身子啊，是一个呢，确实有许多的肢体。我们是在一个身体里面的，但是有很多的肢体，我们都是这个身体上的肢体啊。他说，而且呢，肢体虽多呢，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不仅是犹太人，是希尼尼人呢，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗而成了一个身体。我们所以能够都在一个身体里有份呢，就是因为是从一位圣灵受洗，而且呢是引于一位圣灵。引于一位圣灵的意思是说，我们都从这一位圣灵啊得供应、得生命、得能力，都受这一位圣灵的引导、带领、供应和帮助，这都包含在这个引于一位圣灵的这个意思的里面。第十四节呢，这身子原不是一个肢体啊，乃是许多的肢体。正如脚说，我不是 I'm reading on now 15th verse OK just follow me 正如脚说，我不是手，所以我就不舒服身子，他不能因此呢就不舒服身子吧。正如耳说，我不是眼呢，所以呢我就不舒服我这个身子，他也不能因此就不舒服这个身子。若是全身都是眼睛啊，就从哪里来听声音呢？若是全身啊都是耳啊，从哪里来闻味道呢？但如今神自己，神呢照着他自己的意思，把肢体呢具格的啊安排在这个身子上。Now verse 18, I want to make call your special attention to it. It says, now God has set the members, each one in this body. In other words, the positions of different ones, of different gifts in the ministries are set by God himself, not set by human appointment.Strictly according to the teaching of the Bible. So, what position do you have in the church, in the meeting? Okay. God himself has said it, or he will manifest, he will, you know, he will in town confirm that that's where, you know, you stand. You It's not by your own choice, but it's by God's choice, by God's arrangement, according to his own pleasure. So that's very, very important to remember that. And then verse 19, 如果都是一个身肢体的话，那身子在哪里呢？但如今啊，肢体虽是多的，但是确实。身体就是一个，眼不能对手说我用不着你。Verse 20、但是如今肢体是多的，身子呢却是一个，眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体啊，人以为软弱的那更要更是不可缺少的。在这里就是说简单的一句话哈，就是说我们彼此都有需要，但是每一个人的功用肢体不一样，确实呢每一个人呢都彼此有这个需要。意思说我不能没有你，你不能没有我，在一个教会里面。In other words,there is a diversity, but there is a unity.
Amen.
Now, Paul using these hands and feet and ears and as illustrations of the, in short, he says, we need one another. Okay. We need each other. And nobody can say, I don't need you because I'm not such and such. No. Yes, you do. Wherever you go, okay, you are in a body, whether it's a small group of Christians or it's a larger group, you see, you are but one member, one part, and you need other parts, and we need each other. And if we all come together, communion, communion with Christ, in Christ, and what a perfect union that be. Then you have this unity that the Bible teaches. So that's the thought, you know, that I have, and I'm going to just leave it with you today. And let's just prepare our hearts and just take part in the bread and the, in the bread and the breaking the bread and the drinking of the cup.
我们要吃饼的时候呢，就来唱这个十三首，这个生命的饼， The Bread of Life.
Oh,
你的尽量为弟兄让前面的是并非哈利路亚。今天请慧姐跟启正到前面来一起来服侍这个并非像第四节。
亲爱的主，让我们真是来到你面前，遵着你当年所命令我们的，要纪念你这饼和杯，因为这是你为我们所设立的，你为我们所流出的血，剥开的身体。主啊，谢谢你让我们今天能够一起的来到你的面前，来领受这饼，也就是领受你自己。主啊，求你自己进到我们的心里，光照我们的内心，除掉那些顽梗的老我，让我们有在你的面前有一个新的生命。谢谢你赐下的血，不但救赎我们，也要继续的让我们的生命能够更新，继续的在你面前能够洁净，能够成圣。到那一天，我们站在你面前说：“主啊，我们真的在这个世上爱过你。”谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Lord, you are in our midst. As you broke the bread with the two disciples.Emmaus, their eyes were opened. They recognized you being with them. We pray that this morning as we partake this bread and cup, the eyes of our heart be enlightened to see you, this blessed Lord, our hope of glory, the one who is risen, who is sitting on the right throne.Above, Lord, at the right hand of the Father. Mm-hmm. We praise you, Lord. We bless your name. Mm-hmm. How blessed we are to be called your children.
Yes.
Lord, we don't have greater blessing than we can be one with you. Mm-hmm. And you become our life, mm-hmm. our all that you know. Mm-hmm. We pray that, Lord, that your Spirit will minister to us.Bring us into the reality, that blessed reality of being united as one in you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄们就可以分离。我们再唱第三节跟第四节。Let's sing again verses 3 and 4.耶稣就是生命的粮，
Jesus with the bread of life.
Yes.
他已经把他自己给了我们，我们就是在信心中不断的这样子来领受，来吸取他。在不同的环境中，尤其我们自己感觉到最需要他的时候，我们就吸收，就是这样吸收。哦，不是单单这一次，我们可以常常需要来领受他是我们生命的灵。We don't just eat here. This is just an emblem, and it's a symbol. It tells us that we are to eat him every day, every moment. Whenever we need him, we can just say, "Oh Lord, come to me. Oh Lord, I need you." 就是这样。现在我们一起来吃这个饼，感谢主。它是我们的生命，它是我们生活的力量。它是我们所需要的一切。不要忘记。然后一同来领受这个杯，这是个福杯。我在说，今天我们所吃的乃是这个福杯，领受。神他的祝福
，Yes，
他们一起来喝。好，我们坐下。再看那个第四节，我们需要圣灵，我们需要更多的圣灵，需要更多的圣灵啊，来开启我们，来照明我们心中的眼睛，来启示这些个真理。
Then I say, Lord, now unto thee, that he make us one and make me see. Oh,
约翰呢，他有感动啊，要跟妈妈一起来献一首诗歌，他有特别的感动。那个妈妈昨天说到，我们搬到梅尔林去啊，会看到他的更多的女儿啊、孙儿、孙女啊，啊，就是我说，你会 miss John。妈妈就差不多要留言。好，那么anything you know, if you had anything to say, say first and sing with my
husband
over
there.
Yeah, I think your husband over
there.
Just a
Just and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
It's my first time ever singing with my mom.I'm happy that the Lord should give me a chance to do that. But I thought the men could come and sing a song this morning. And if you could come up, sing number 11. You can kind of stand apart. Tim and.
Once our blessed Christ of beauty.
Thinking of the word unto in English from the song Unto Him Who Has Loved Us. And it was a blessing to me. And maybe Brother Chi Qian, what is a Chinese translation for unto?
Gui.
Is that right?
Unto, yeah.
Unto.
It's what it's translated.
But I guess my thinking is that we just, it's unto him, just give him. Give him everything. Give him our praise. Give him our love. Amen. Give him our attention. Give him our hearts. Give him our lives. Everything that we have, we give unto the Lord because he loves us. And I'm just happy. I thought just the men, thank you for joining me for a song. Also, I think it's a really, you know, something about when the men get together, for men anyway, we feel a kind of camaraderie. I remember when I was serving at camp with my camp counselors at camp, and I feel like we're in battle together. Fighting against teenagers and young kids misbehaving. But I feel the same camaraderie when we come together and serve the Lord together and praising him and singing to him, doing as we ought to. This, you know, also this song, you know, I think we all understand when, from Matthew, when the veil was torn. What a symbolic, but yet a real gesture that the Lord calls us unto himself. We have a personal relationship. The old laws were passed and the new has begun. The veil is torn and we can come to Jesus in confidence. He calls us friend. He calls us children. What a privilege. What a wonderful act of love. And he says, you know, this I command, I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. To the extent that one would give their life for one another. I think that is a big command. I was listening to a sermon and they were talking about how, oh, we all have different standards. And then Brother Hans says, there's one standard. There's only one standard, and that's Jesus. Anyway, I won't take too much of your time, but I think we should probably set some time to pray for my parents as we send them off on their adventure. There's a new elevator waiting for my mom. My sister has been kind to prepare everything for them. Thank you for helping us to pack. There's still some things we need to pack this coming week before Saturday and things like that. So maybe we can talk about that another time, but it's just a good time to pray right now. We gather around my parents, it's okay. And whoever leads, heart leads out. Maybe the sisters gather around my mom and the brothers come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So wonderful.
Follow, I will follow Jesus everywhere. I will follow on. Follow.
哈利路亚，主啊，你要真是要赐福牧师和师母。哦，你在他们前面所去的路上，你为他们铺平了一切的道路。主啊，你的福分在这里跟随着他们。在那里还要跟随他们，主啊，你在他们所走的一切的路径上都滴下你丰富的脂油，主啊，我们谢谢你，感谢你牧师和师母在我们当中这段时间，我让我们真是能够从中得到你自己的帮助，你仆人的帮助，谢谢你主，你要借着牧师和师母，还要赐福更多更多的人，谢谢你，奉耶稣。
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for this blessed couple. Mm-hmm. We thank you for their life.
Yes.
We thank you for their ministry. We thank you for their love.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, it's so evident that the love of God is in them.
Hallelujah.
It is so evident that the love of God overflows from them to others. And Lord, today we want to give you thanks for your great, great love.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Your love is without limits. No matter where we are, your love encompasses us. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for this couple, Lord, for their faith in you.
Yes.
Not just today, but over the years, Lord, they have testified that great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto them, unto them. So all glory goes unto back to you, Lord. And unto you, Lord, do we give praise. Thank you, Lord, as they go forward.
Yes.
Your spirit goes before them.
Yes.
You continue to lead them. Thank you, Lord. May the joy of the Lord continually be their strength.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, may your mercies and your goodness follow them all the days of their lives.
Amen.
For the best is yet to come.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
赞美你，我们亲爱的神，赞美你。我们赞美你，主啊，那周牧师夫妇一生所服侍的神，我们赞美你。主啊，你是一生引导他们的。主啊，我们看见你的恩典，主啊，你的慈爱，你的大能在他们的身上。主啊，你要显伟大。主啊，他们要搬到马里兰州女儿的家里。主啊，你必定看顾他们。主啊，就像你过往看顾他们一样。主啊，照你的心意恩待你的仆人。主啊，我们赞美你，因为你是配得赞美的神。哦，你是我们一生服侍的神。主啊，大大的祝福周牧师、周师母，他们虽到了东岸，主你。还有要他们做的，你继续膏抹他们，
你
们的恩膏，主耶稣啊，就是源源不绝，源源不断。主啊，我们仰望你，我们赞美你，奉耶稣的名。
主啊，我们谢谢你。主啊，当初你感动牧师师母来到这里，乃是因为哦，这里有一群哦没有牧人的羊。主啊，我们谢谢你打发他们来这里，就是为着我们。主啊，谢谢你在这些年间，他真的是成为我们的祝福。哦，哈利路亚，主我们赞美你。主啊，当他现在。哦，年纪老了，他们要回到女儿那里去的时候，主我们真的是求神，你要来这样子，哦，大大的祝福他们。哦，主啊，他们在那，在女儿那边，主你真的是让他们能够享受到儿女团聚在那里一切的欢乐。哦，主啊，你要来祝福牧师师母。祝福他们的身体，主啊，你还要把更多的年日要加添给他们，主啊，使他们能够在那里还是能够继续服侍。哦，主啊，祝福那边神的儿女们，主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，真的是把他们两位交托仰望在恩主的手中，我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
主啊，我来感谢你。主啊，牧师师母一生都在跟随你。主啊，他们跟随你来到 Dallas， 现在要跟随你，他要回到 Maryland。主啊，他一生都是遵循你的旨意。主啊，他们的好处不在你之外，他们所需的一切你必然 预备。哦，主啊，他出他入，你都与他同在。他的路上要低下自由。哦，他所需要的能力、体力，你都赐给他。他的日子如何，力量就如何。哦，主啊，你的膏油要从他们的头上流到脚下。哦，他们一点都不缺少你的祝福。哦，主啊，他们无论往哪里去，你都与他们同在。直到他们见你面的那时刻，哦，他们的生命满了你的祝福，满了你的膏油，主啊，满了你的喜乐。主啊，你要继续的祝福他们。谢谢你，奉耶稣的名。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，主啊，我们相信，主啊，你带牧师师母这时候会低息，主啊，有你更美好的心意，主啊，你说要忘记背后，要努力向前，主耶稣啊，主啊，我们相信你带他们回低息，不只是为了一小群人，主啊，是为了一大群，主啊，是为了美国。主啊，是为了这个国家。主耶稣啊，因为你要在那里要兴起你的仆人来牧养那一群失丧的人，主啊，那迷失的。主耶稣啊，还有一大群羊需要。主耶稣啊，主要是为着美国。主啊，因为这个国家要复兴，主啊，你正在准备。主啊，你万事万物都在为着你的复兴在准备。主耶稣啊，主啊，是的，我们看见你这个国家要被你复兴。主啊，这个复兴的灵要浇灌，所以你要差遣你的仆人使女，主啊，回到 DC， 主啊，他们从哪里来的，你就要差他们回哪里，主啊，去服侍 DC 的这一群人。主啊，也许这一群人是在美国一些高官、一些官员们。但是主啊，因为主啊，我又想到摩西，主啊，你当初让摩西从那个法老的王宫出来，又带他回去，主啊，去对法老说话，主啊，这时候你也要带牧师回去，主啊，他从 DC 来，你要把他带回 DC， 主耶稣啊，主啊，要那边还有一群迷失的羊，还有一大群迷失的羊，主啊，你是为着美国。主啊，是为着美国这个国家的，所以主我们说，主啊，你要来帮助我们，特别的求你自己高某周牧师，主啊，当他回去之后，主啊，他就可以更多的看见你的心意，主啊，你就为他开道路，为他前面的服事开道路，主耶稣啊，能够服事那一群或者在 DC 遗失的羊，主耶稣啊，主啊，这一群人，主啊，真的是。就是为着你的复兴，为着美国的复兴，你就这样子预备，主啊，你在运筹帷幄，你在调动万事万物。主耶稣啊，我们为你要成就了，我们感谢你。主啊，我们真的是感谢你。主啊，你要做的真的是超过我们的所求所想。主啊，我们就与你同工，与你同工，我们的心意与你对齐。主啊，我们就。不住的为牧师师母祷告，主啊，当他们回到 DC 去 DC 的时候，主要是带着你极大的恩膏膏抹去，主啊，主啊，因为那边有一群人需要，一群人需要，主耶稣，谢谢你，主啊，你自己要来恢复，主啊，恢复借着周牧师他这么多年所得着所学的，主啊，你要来复兴。主啊，在这个美国的复兴的位置上能够有份，谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
主啊，你是最好的牧人。哦，主啊，你一生以慈爱、诚实、善待你的仆人。主啊，你一生牧养他们，直到如今。我感谢你，我们赞美你，在他们是你自己复活的见证人。哦，主啊，我们赞美你。啊，今日成了何等人，属是你的恩典。主啊，让我们有这云彩围绕我们的见证人。主啊，让我们也得着激励，我们才追求。主啊，我们相信你的恩守在他们这个身上。主啊，他们还没有到那里，人子就已经去了。主啊，你为他们预备在那里，不管他们的身体上的需要。魂里面、灵里面的需要，希望你自己来喂养他们，主要让他们继续成为你一个透明的器皿，主要为着彰显你的秘密，彰显你的荣耀。主，我们感谢你，不再是他们，主啊， 让你丰盛的生命在他们里面活出。
主
啊，直到他们见你面的日子，主啊，都要行在荣耀中。谢谢主，我们求主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。主耶稣，一人的道路好像黎明的光，越走越光明。
阿门。
阿门。只要做我是师母，一生跟随主。他们现在搬家，这只是一个进一步的进到主的荣耀里面。
阿门。
我们将一切荣耀感谢归给耶稣，为了过去主祝福众牧师师母，感谢主，为了将来主还要祝福他们，感谢耶稣。我们将一切荣耀归给天父，奉主耶稣基督的名啊。
阿门。
主啊，你是永远得胜的主。
阿门。
周牧师、周师母将要赶回华盛顿，
嗯，
你必然与他们同在，照顾他们，谢谢主，奉靠主耶稣的圣名。
Lord, we just thank you for mom and dad. Thank you, Lord, that oh, you've given them.The work, Lord Jesus, that you've assigned to them. They have completed the race, Lord Jesus. But they'll continue on, Lord Jesus. Continue on in your work, Lord, in D.C. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you bless them. Oh, with your mighty hand, Father, that you protect them. Oh, keep them, Lord Jesus, in your arms, Father. Oh, under your wings, Lord Jesus. You've been so faithful to them.
Yes.
And they've been such a blessing to many people, Lord.
Oh,
all bearing fruit, Lord, fruit that will last.
Oh,
I pray that you continue to just keep them, Lord Jesus. Give mom the rest, Lord. Give them a transition, a smooth transition.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, that the flight would be good and easy. Oh, the remainders of the things will be easily packed. Oh, Jesus, your peace will rest upon them. Your glory, your spirit, your rest, all that you encompass, Father, are within them. Lord, we thank you, Father, that we can just call to your name for them, Jesus.
Yes.
In all this as a fellowship, Father.
Yes.
In your name we pray these things.
Amen.
Oh, the way my Savior leads me, Lord, am I to ask his sign, and I doubt his mercy, Lord, life has been my God, and the peace behind the slumber, there I made in him to dwell. For I know what every thought is, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know what every thought is, Jesus doeth all things well.
谢谢你们的祷告。这些年来我们能够一直可以说能够活到现在，还有这个健康，还能够服侍，还能够祷告，哦，都是因为好多弟兄姐妹的代祷，他们不住的这个代表没有停，太重要了，所以我要一面谢谢你们的祷告，另外一面就是要把荣耀的归给神。哈利路亚。So I want to thank you for all your prayers, and especially for the prayers of those many brothers and sisters that you've never met, but yet they have kept praying for us. So their prayers, of course, have really sustained us in our strength, in our ability, you know, survive in our continuing good health and in our being able to still serve the Lord, minister, and last but not the least, of course, to be able to love one another. We are still in love today. After 60, maybe 80 years now of marriage. Okay. Because we're being in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. When you're in love with Jesus, of course. And it's just wonderful, you know, to love each other, especially in our advanced age. Mm-hmm. You know. It sometimes really indescribable what a, you know, what a wonderful thing. Love really is the greatest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. John mentioned that Jesus first has commanded that we love one another as he has loved us. Yeah, all these years I tell you, love really is really everything. That without love, there's nothing. And the Bible says, you know, no matter what gifts you have, if you don't have love, you're nothing. And I'm nothing. I said it at Susanna's wedding 10 years ago, you know, and I will continue to, you know, reminding them that if we don't have love, nothing. Mm-hmm. That means in the sight of God. See? Mm-hmm. So let us endeavor to love and to seek the Lord more so that we can have more of his love, that we can love each other more. Soundly too. Love builds up people. Okay? Knowledge props up, but love builds up.
Yes.
离开这里，那我们的飞机是好像是12:30，12:30 yeah。那个 Susanna 会星期三来，会给妈妈帮助妈妈收拾她的衣服，然后 John 会跟我一起，他会照顾我。And John will be seated in different seats. Tom and Hui in the first class, Esther has arranged that. So we will be in the economy, the front row. Yeah. So with John, I'm sure I won't get into trouble. I'll be okay. Thank you. We'll be in touch. Mm-hmm. Our, you know, internet ministry will continue. The e-school, I don't know whether God will want us to continue or not, but it's online. Some online meetings will go on. We'll continue. Let me just bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. In the name, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I bless each and every one that's here this morning. Oh, let, Lord, your blessings just continue to be poured out upon each and every one of them, their children, Lord, their homes, and their workplaces, and wherever, Lord, they are, your blessings. blessing shall remain upon them, and your presence shall always be them. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful Savior we have in Jesus. Lord, I want to give you all the glory, all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.